Divine Shepherd Lutheran Church and School in Black Hawk, South Dakota, is happy to share God's Word preached for you by Pastor Randy Sturzenbecker. We pray that you will rejoice in Christ crucified and resurrected for you. The waters of baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the forgiveness of sins, all for you, from Jesus.
The Old Testament reading for this morning is from Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, a great city, and call out against it, for the evil has come up before me." But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish for the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. He paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God, and they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and lay down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us, and that we may not perish." And they said to one another, "Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us." So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, "Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and what people are you?" And he said to them, "I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land." Then the man were exceedingly afraid and said to him, "What is this that you have done?" For the men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may quiet down for us?" For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and hurl me into the sea, and the sea will be quiet down for you. For I know it because of me that this is the great tempest has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard back to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore they called out to the Lord, "O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord excitingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. This is the word of the Lord. Please read along with me the Catechetical Review found in your bulletin, the first article of the Apostles' Creed. "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth." What does this mean? "He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all that I need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger and guards and protects me from all evil. This is most certainly true." The epistle reading for this morning is from Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 23. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. For the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be set free from its bondage to decay and obtain the freedom of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. This is the word of the Lord.
Please stand. This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus got into the boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves, but he was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this, that even the winds and sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I'd like to have the children join me right down front here. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I know. Happy birthday. Yeah. Good morning. So today, we heard some readings this morning about the story of Jonah. We know the story of Jonah, and then we heard in our gospel today, we heard this story about Jesus being in the boat with the disciples, and there was this wicked storm. Yeah, they were panicking, and there was this crazy, wicked storm that came up. It was really a bad storm. And I have a picture of that for you in my book this morning, if you guys want to look at that. You can imagine all these winds and these waves crashing. Have you ever been on a boat? Any of you ever been on a boat and been out on one of the lakes out here? And you're kind of, yeah, and when it, okay, been in a kayak? All right. So when it gets, and when it gets windy and you're kind of being rocked around and everything, well, we can't even imagine then what this must have been like for Jesus and his disciples who were on this boat. Now, what was Jesus doing on the boat?
Sleeping.
He was sleeping. He was taking a nap. Yeah. Can you imagine? And so the disciples, they see this happening, and what do they say? Exactly. That's right. They said, "Lord, don't you care that we're perishing? Help us." I know. Well, he's God, right? And so he's the one that through all things were created through him. The scripture tells us that Jesus was the one that created the world. So don't you think then that he was able to calm the winds and the waves, and that's exactly what he did. They woke him up from his nap, and he got up, and he calmed the winds and the waves, and they stopped. Yes. Could have been. I don't know. So he calms the winds and the waves, okay? And just like he does this when you and I have troubles and we have fears, and like he told the disciples here, he said, "Oh, you of little faith, why are you scared?" And sometimes we're like that too. We get a little scared, but Jesus always calms our fears and our doubts, just like he did here in this storm. Well, let's go to our Lord in prayer, shall we? Dear Jesus, thank you for saving us. Thank you for calming our fears in the midst of our storms. Thank you, dear Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Thanks, guys. Thank you. And as we confess together the words of our Christian faith found in the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. So when I was a child, I really liked picture books, very much like that book I was just sharing with the kids here just a few moments ago. Maybe some of you can relate to that. For me, anything, when I was a child, any books with pictures in them would automatically capture my attention, with which I believed I had a deficit before they even were calling it anything like that. So pictures and illustrations and things like that would really hook me. I recall especially one of the Bibles that I had when I was a child that contained illustrations of various stories that we find in Scripture. The ones that I always liked the most, though, had to do with water, like the crossing of the Red Sea, the story of Jonah, Jesus walking on the water, and then our story that we see today, Jesus calming the storm. If you're one that likes biblical art, you can find renderings of many of these stories just by Googling. I think a lot of artists did their very best to capture the essence of what was happening, especially today as we look at the story of Jesus here when he calmed the sea. Now, not to take away from any of them and their amazing work, I'm not sure we can really get a true sense of what it must have been for the disciples on this particular day, in this particular event. Now, just to kind of put this all in perspective a little bit, before they had even boarded the ship with Jesus to cross over the Sea of Galilee, they had been witness to several things that Jesus had done. If you start at the beginning of the chapter, Matthew begins by telling us the story of the leper being healed. Jesus healed this leper by touching him, rendering himself unclean because he had done this. We read next that he heals the servant of the centurion, and he does this without even being there, approximating himself in the home of this man, being there, but he does this just by simply speaking the words to the centurion that the servant has been healed. He continues to heal many others, and we see this as he's at Peter's mother-in-law at the home there where he heals her, and there at that home they continue to bring Jesus so many in that region that needed healing, so he's ministering well into the night. We know that then from this, Jesus had to be physically exhausted from all of this activity. So then it's no wonder when we find them getting into the boat, going out into the water, that Jesus lies down to sleep. Now, undoubtedly, to get away from the crowds that would have been following along the shore, it was easier for them to get into the boat to cross over to the other side. Galilee, the Sea of Galilee wasn't that big after all. Now, Matthew then tells us that this storm arose. And if we could look at this for just a moment, this isn't any ordinary storm that he's describing here. In fact, in the original Greek, we find these words, and it says this, seismos megas. This means that the storm was of epic proportions. We use that same word seismos today, seisma, to describe earthquakes, the ground moving, and so on and so forth. And then megas means massive or huge. In other words, this was a massive apocalyptic storm that came up, a cataclysmic event. Some scholars even describe this to be one of some demonic activity that was present here. So maybe it was that Satan on this day, when Jesus was on the boat, thought that he was going to destroy him. But here is the one through whom all things were made, St. John tells us. The same one who spoke the worlds into existence is the same one who calms this storm. Jesus is asleep. The disciples cry out, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he does exactly that. He saves them and calms the winds and waves immediately. He speaks his word and it is done. They cannot believe what they just witnessed. There are many times when you and I have the habit of giving the disciples a bad rap. I mean, we look at this story in context and think, don't you guys get it? This is the very Son of God. Look at all these miraculous miracles and wonders that you just witnessed. And yet I believe that you and I would have reacted the same. In fact, we do react this way many times in our lives today. The times when our faith is weak, when it is little. Yes, we believe, but we don't always look with eyes of faith. Many times we look at what's going on in our world with eyes of doubt, worry, and fear. We can't blame the disciples, right? Who wouldn't be terrified in this boat being tossed back and forth in this violent storm of astronomical proportions? Yet Jesus says to them, as he does to us today, "Why are you afraid, O you of little faith?" You see, they couldn't see any hope in the storm, but Jesus brought them through it. And we shouldn't be surprised then by the everyday miracles that we see in our own lives. We can be fearful. We don't trust entirely in God and His promises for us. Our sinful response can be, "Don't you care that we are perishing? You and I are constantly tossed about by the wind and the waves, the violence, the seismic events of our lives, if you will." We become fearful as we live in a world of rapid change. We have doubts and other fears as we suffer various maladies, COVID, and all these other things that continue to, to bother us, to afflict us. We worry about what kind of news the doctor has for us. We concern ourselves and worry about our future, about jobs, and so on and so forth. The wind and the waves of our own emotions toss us all over the place, but we make our way to the other side as He safely carries us over these waters in His ark, His holy church, to lead us safely home. To be certain, we can expect storms. The idea of crossing a sea of glass as we make our journey here in this life is not the norm. We should expect trials, tribulations, suffering, the strife in our lives. Scripture tells us this. And yet in all of this, our Savior cares. Yes, the one through whom the worlds were made, that calmed the winds and the sea, cares for you and for me. Because He suffered violence at the hands of men to be crucified and hung on a tree, to die for our sins, and to rise again so that you and I can know freedom from bondage to sin and receive eternal life. Yes, He cares that we are perishing because He did this so that none of us would perish. He hears our cries. We, like the disciples, cry out today with one of our prayers, "Kyrie eleison," "Lord, have mercy," and He has mercy. The constant encouragement that we see in the Scriptures do that for us, and yet over and over again we have to be reminded that God keeps His word. He rescues and He forgives. He saves you by calling you to faith through the gospel. He saves you in the violent waters of your baptism, where He destroys the power of the devil and drowns your sin. You have received the gift of forgiveness of your sins. And so today, dear saints, receive with joy and gladness the gift here of His body and blood as He continues to nourish you, to sustain you for your journey until you reach the other side. In the name of Jesus, amen.